The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome on this beautiful Friday. It is the 22nd of February. This is Linda Bott, along with Trish Clark, as we host your morning show here on KCNR Free Fire Radio this morning. And many of you are wondering where Carl is. Well, Carl had his LASIK surgery on his right eye. Many of you have been through this procedure, so you know. So anyway, that's where he is, and he'll be back on Monday. And we are still working on the tower on the 90, our FM signal. And we are just diligently working on where the little quirk is this point with the, of course, the snowstorm and the outages and something that perhaps was disconnected. So there's a long line of from the tower to the station and a long line in between. So that's where we're going here. Very happy to be here this morning. It's all super great. And Trish, how is the weather?
Well, it's 39 degrees as we speak in downtown Reading. It's chilly out there, as we notice. We're looking for a high today of 55, low of 34, and kind of the last sunny day of this week. On Saturday, rain likely, a high of 51, low of 40, rain Saturday night. And on Sunday, rain and rain, high 51 and low of 43. Monday, heavy rain, high of 52 and a low of 45. And clear into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we're looking for rain. It's not going to be, and maybe a little snow, but higher up. But hope no more down on the valley floor. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And you know what? They are propane masters. And thank God through the snowstorm for those people who had propane, that was a savior. And Shasta Gas Propane, they are known for going into hard-to-go places where they'll, you know, where maybe some other companies won't make the trek up the hill to be able to change out your propane tank. They were such wonderful, also very valiant during the fires as well, Trish. And Chuck was on the phone with Carl yesterday and all the things that they do. I think they're unsung heroes in the North State. So if you're looking for any kind of Shasta Gas, you know, propane is the place to go to support local veteran community, you know, just great community people. Love their community.
Great, great business. And we're really happy to have them down in the city of Anderson. They're a great addition to our business group.
Well, you do so much for Anderson as well. Speaking of the area of Anderson, Haven Humane, our pet of the week is here with Amy, and we always love to see who you choose to bring in and highlight. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning,
kind of
Amy.
I'm smitten with this dog right now.
Okay. Well, this dog, who have we got this morning?
Because he looks at you. It's a he, right?
Yes. Well, his name is Leroy.
Okay.
Of course.
He's my good Leroy Brown.
He looks like he looks like he's a lover boy.
Yes. He's like, he does that look to you. You know, like you're the only person in the world. That's what he looks at me like. So if you're looking for, you know, someone to replace a significant other, this would be the guy. He wants to snuggle all the time. He wants to be by your side. He wants to follow you everywhere you go. He's great on a leash. He's young. He's only about a year old. But he takes social cues so well. He knows when it's time to just sit down and hang out. He knows when it's time to be active and run around and be fun. He does great with children. He's come so far at Haven. He is just like a real testament to the time and energy that we put into the homeless pets that come through our door, because he wasn't like this when he first came in. He was a little standoffish. He wasn't sure about, you know, too much petting, or, you know, he didn't really want to be too close to people. He was kind of aloof and trying to, you know, it took him a little bit to decompress, then enough people to show him love and trust and that, you know, it was okay to love people. And now he just, like, he got a taste of the good life, it seems like, and has not stopped. So he is, just gets better every day and loves everybody he meets. He's got, like, just every redeeming quality you would want in an animal. So
what kind of an animal is he? What is his breed?
We're guessing a little pit mix, but he's about 45, 50 pounds, mm-hmm. Probably 45. He's pretty smaller, you know. He's pretty compact. So Maybe like a lab mix in there too, because he's got kind of like longer ears, and he's brindle. He's a really
he's a
pretty
brindle. He's beautiful.
Brindle, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I call him Leroy Brown. He's good, Leroy Brown.
Yeah,
not bad.
Like I said, he's very calm right now. You know, we've had a few in here that want to be on the table.
Yeah.
In your lap.
Yeah. No, he just wants to put his face on yours. Uh-huh. He does this thing. He just wants to rest his cheek on yours. And that's all he wants to do. He doesn't want you to move. He doesn't want you. Nope. Just kisses. And if you don't keep kissing him, he'll just keep putting his face in yours. So,
so let's talk about this dog and the adoption fee and what's happening this week in your hours again. Because we always like to remind people.
So he's actually been sponsored by a few people, actually. So his adoption fee is only $65. And he's neutered and up to date on everything, so he's ready to leave the shelter today. He would do best in a home with female dogs. He's been in our play group lots of times, our doggy play group. He likes girls more. He tries to be a little dominant with some of the males because mm-hmm. he's still young and kind of, you know, mm-hmm. that cocky dog attitude when they're young.
Marking their area.
Yeah, but he does great with kids, and he would probably do best in a home without small animals. I think he kind of wants to chase the cats. But, you know, as long as it's a good fit with other dogs, he would be a good member for just about anybody's family. And we are open this today from 11 to 5 and tomorrow from 11 to 5. But tomorrow's a big day because it is our annual open house. So once a year, we open up Haven to anybody that would like to come, and we do a presentation. We go over numbers. A lot of people are curious to see, you know, that we've been on our goal to reach no-kill status. And it's just going over numbers and explaining how we're getting there and where our, you know, our progress is coming from. And then also the really fun, unique ability to tour the kitten nursery that a lot of people don't get to see that was just recently built. So that one's going to be fun. It starts at 10 a.m. at Haven Humane. There's refreshments. There's cookies and yogurt's going to be there, some coffee from Starbucks. Come mingle. Mark's going to give a presentation on, you know, everything Haven. And if you're really curious about what happens on a daily basis, what we all, you know, do day in, day out, it's a good thing to come and support also that local business and one that this community would be very sore without. So,
absolutely. All right, I like that because anybody who's a complete fan or maybe those who are naysayers,
exactly,
come and see for yourself rather than being, you know, a couch keyboard warrior, yeah,
that as well, yeah.
Couch.
So yeah, come see.
Quarterback.
Come see, you know, tour the facilities, get the speech, get to know what we do and see what, you know, what we're all about.
And remind us again when that's taking place.
That's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
On Saturday.
Saturday, yep.
Thank you so much.
Really raining?
It's inside most of it, so.
Perfect.
So rain or shine, come see us.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Amy. Again, Amy from Haven Humane, and she's with Leroy today, an adoptable pet who has been sponsored. So what you have to do is, and I love the fact that what they'll do is they'll match you. You can't just walk in and say, I want that dog. They're going to match you and see, okay, tell us where you live. Do you have a fence? Blah, blah, blah. And I like that because it's important about placement.
Yes, it is. We want dogs to have homes and animals to have homes, but we want them to have the right homes.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks so much, Amy.
All right.
Have a good day, guys.
Amy's on her media run. Hey, Trish, I don't think, again, talk about an unsung hero. You know, the fact that how much you've been involved with, it was your baby to start the Anderson Senior Center.
The Frontier Senior Center.
Frontier Community Center in Anderson. And that was your baby, and you're still super involved.
Absolutely. You know, there was a group of seniors, actually, let's give credit where credit is due. Gib Gibson came to me many, many years ago, and he was about the second or third group that had come and said, we need a senior center in Anderson. And I told Gib, I said, you're absolutely right. We really do. I think I know how to do it. But you all have to kind of do what I'm telling you. He worked with me so well and we were able to make it happen. It was a great accomplishment. Great center down there.
And that's something that you've been, that you can say, okay, well, like you did a building, you made this, it helps people helps seniors especially, or people, to have a place to go to where they can commune.
It's a real asset for the community because you can rent it. I'll just throw a plug out here. We have a full-service kitchen there. All you caterers out there that are looking for a place to be, I'd love to rent you that full service kitchen and put up, you know, so you could do what you're doing for the home preparation and what have you. I'll just throw that little plug
like
out.
The salsa guy. He started there.
He
started with the salsa, and I can't think of the company right.
Heartline Tex-Mex.
Okay, so they started in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, he started in his kitchen, but he had to go to the next level.
Exactly. And you know, built his business up and was there for almost a year, and now he's out in the Shasta Outlets. And now he's we're looking for somebody else to use that kitchen as an incubator kind of thing and start up again. So that'd be great.
We'll get in touch with Trish Clark.
Absolutely. I'm easy to find.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have Wade Riggs in the house. Very excited to interview him here in the next half hour. And then we have Joe Martino because it's Orchard Nutrition's 37th birthday. Yes, they started in 1982. So we're going to be talking all about Orchard Nutrition and all that good stuff. And then at the 8:30 hour, we have a very special guest that's coming on who is an Oscar expert. Because wow. I know the Oscars are on. He just did his this kid has done 100 movie reviews in a year. He is prolific. It's like, you know, somebody who can, you put a number in front of him and say, what's 18,562 times 10? He's one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
So he just can tell you who, what, when, how. It's masterful. So he'll be here at the 8:30 hours. We have a chock full morning.
Fully fancy.
Very happy to be here with Trish Clark. Coming up is Wade Riggs after we take our break here on KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993, located on Hilltop Drive. All right, there you go. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Basin Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Fin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Redding Distributing. See you there.
Real people, real winners.
Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year?
Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime, because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
All right. Good morning.
The engineers do such a marvelous job with Jared, the music. They shift. Jared, that's great.
That's not the Monkees, is it?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Oh, because Peter York was my crush, and you know, he just passed away, so yes, God bless. Welcome back to our show, KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Radio. Trish Clark is at the helm. I'm Linda Bott. How are you this morning, everybody? In fact, the current temperature is 40 degrees, and it is Friday the 22nd. With us this morning is our good friend. Let me just tell you what he is to me, and then we'll go on. So Wade Riggs has been and is an actor, a writer, a producer, a comedian, a mover and a shaker in Reading and many other places. He has Riggs Media Consulting. He is these guys. He can throw on a concert. He can put on a concert. He can do the concert. He could write the concert. He can film the concert. He can edit the concert. He could write the music for the concert and get all the players. So that's the kind of guy Wade Riggs is.
And a really, really, really nice guy.
There you go.
You're making me blush.
So no, get in their way.
Down to earth, people person.
I just came in because I thought I was pet of the week. I don't know what happened here.
Well, for some people, you may be.
Oh, bless
but you
heart.
Could be our pet this morning. How's
Thank
that?
Thank you so much. I tell you, Linda, one of the best memories I have was that you and I did the play MASH together.
Yes.
And directing.
Which you directed.
And directing you was an absolute dream.
Thank you.
And
I loved it until I forgot my lyrics. But you were awesome to work with, and that fact, that's the first time I met Bobette.
Mm-hmm. And she is an absolute love of my life.
And what a great team. You've power couple you guys have become.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Bobette and I got married several years ago, and we've been together for 10 years. And she just basically has just really taken over the company, you know, and allowed me to take a step back. And she's just unbelievable. Her energy is just, you know, I'm just blown away by her energy.
I'm blown away by her energy. She is like a willowy, you know, force of nature that wears like 5-inch heels and can dance till 3 o'clock in the morning as she DJs your event and keep a smile on her face. And I'm not multitask. You have to be a multitasker to do those things. And also, very skilled at doing the video and editing for cases. That what would those be called?
Well, she's a court certified video. She does video depositions, and so she works with the court system on those. And she's a lady of many talents.
Mm-hmm. But you guys complement each other. You mm-hmm. fill in the gaps and seem to always know where the other one is going, and it's seamless.
It's, you know,
you complement each other.
I've been
well.
Absolutely blessed. I've been so blessed.
That's so good to find that in your life.
Great family.
You've been a changed man since you've married her. And I will say, you know how it is when you meet the right person, they bring you to your better self.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I know it sounds kind of corny, but she makes me want to be a better father and a better husband.
That's great. That's
so
great.
I've been very blessed.
That's great. So media consulting, you know, what's been going on with, what's been going on with Riggs Media?
Well, I mean, obviously, some people heard that I had some medical issues
do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So, and it's very interesting because it's been a ride for all of us. Mm-hmm. and we're not even you. So I can only imagine what your ride has been like. Do you care to to share with us when you went in 4 months ago, 5 months ago?
November 15th, I was having some abdominal issues, you know, and I figured, you know, at that point, it's just, you know, an ulcer.
Tinting,
you know,
ulcers,
I'm getting an ulcer.
Anxiety.
You know. And I went into the doctor, and they sent me over to the emergency room and said, we need to do a CT scan. And when I went back to the – they sent me back to the doctor, and this is all happening the same day. And the, when I went back to the doctor, he said, you've got a mass, and it appears to be cancer. And I said, okay, what's worst-case scenario? He said, you got 6 months.
Oh, my.
And so I went from thinking I had an ulcer to 6 months to live. And that shook me up.
Well,
not a lot.
Yeah.
That shook me up a lot. I was devastated because, you know, your first thing is, okay, my wife, my kids. They fortunately, I was misdiagnosed. Initially, they said they thought that I had pancreatic cancer and it was metastasized. And that's not a good thing.
No, that's not curable.
People have lived with that for many, 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 many years.
Right. Well, we got a second opinion, mm-hmm. and it came back that now everybody's in agreement that it's colon cancer.
Which is not much better if it's late stage.
Yeah, it's stage four. But I started chemotherapy treatments and
right away.
And I've got some great doctors also at UC Davis that are involved. And so far, I've had five. Chemotherapy treatments so far, and the mass has shrunk 26%.
Wow.
And my blood level, all the blood level is now back to normal. You know, I had chemotherapy on Monday, and here I am now. So,
wow.
You know, God is good. He's taking care of me and my family, and I don't know how to express how thankful I am to the community, the outpouring that we've had.
Right.
It's been unbelievable. You know, I did want to a story. One of our, and I won't mention his name, but one of I have a chemo.
That's all right. One of your friends, someone's acquaintance.
I'll mention his name. Joe Comenti.
Oh, okay. Supervisor.
Yeah. Yes, our new supervisor.
The day before, I had chemotherapy the day before Joe was being sworn in. And he came down and sat with me while during my chemotherapy treatment for half a day. And I'm like, what are you doing? He says, I'm here. I mean, that's the kind of guy Joe is. And that's, you know, the amount of, I mean, you and Carl were almost, I think, the first ones to text me and say, hey, what do you need? And, you know, so out of all this, some great things have happened for me.
Angels.
You know? And my kids have been phenomenal.
They all came around quick.
Oh, yeah. Flying in all over the place. But, you know, it's been tough, you know. And my wife has been just more than I could ever – I get emotional here. She's more than I could have ever hoped for because she didn't sign. I mean, who signs on for this, you know?
Right.
And she took care of me, the business, and the kids, and everything else. And, you know, I'm just so blessed. And God has seen fit to you know, reduce this by 26%. We're rocking and rolling.
And basically, you're up. I mean, you look great this morning.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel good. You know,
You feel good.
You know, and I'm still, you know, short, fat, and bald. But hey, you know.
Well, you know what? It's nice. You know, I am a person that loves to hear testimony, because I think when people speak of their experiences, that helps other people feel like they can share, and there's healing in that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're watching this show called The Good Doctor, and there's a neurosurgeon who was diagnosed, and he's just like, I'm going to go through this alone. I'm going to go through this alone. And one of the lessons is he's going in to have chemo. He's got this kid next to him that talks about, we have to be a community. We all need to come together because it helps us define and clear and clean together. And so it's been wonderful for you to share that this morning with us, Wade, is, you know, the what it is to go through this experience and have friends, community, loved ones that just want to just see you hold your hand and walk through.
It's the strength that I've received from the people that are around me is so heartwarming. And you know, people like Joe, who you're going to talk to from Orchard Nutrition, you know, Joe's like, come on in, let's talk about this, because you know he's got such a background in health, so he got me set up with vitamins and all the things that mm-hmm. that I need to take, and him working in conjunction with my doctor, they talk, and mm-hmm. you know, it's been mm-hmm. a group effort to help get me where I hope to be long term. And
right, and Joe's a survivor too, if I'm not mistaken.
He is. And yeah. When I first sat in his office, he said, you know what, we're gonna beat this thing, and it's been, you know, it's a fight, but you know, it's moving forward in a positive way, and you know, we're still open for business.
Yeah.
Is what I say.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's an important point, because right. I think what you find is in this community, I've lived here for a really long time. It's such a caring community.
It is.
We kind of get down on the attributes of Facebook and YouTube and some of those things, because there's some bad stuff happening. But there's also some really good stuff. I'm a firm believer in the power of prayer. And when you put your message out there that you had an issue, this whole community came together. All those prayers got to help.
Oh, I did. I'm a firm believer that there is so much power in prayer.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't take anything for granted anymore. This has been, I mean, when something like this happens, you really understand what the important things in life are.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the things that mean so much, that you think mean so much, really don't mean a thing.
It clarifies real quickly. All of the stuff that's really important rises to the top, and the rest of it just kind of goes away.
Well, we're ready to take our break here. This is KCNR 1460, and of course, Trish Clark, if you're listening, and you can.
It's not Thursday.
An undeniable voice of our North State here. We love that. And this is Linda Bott. Our guest has been Wade Riggs. This portion of the show is brought to you by River Commons in Northern California. Premier retirement community surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities. Staff goes up above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. See what River Commons can do for you. Contact them today by 222-238-5981. We're going to take a break. KCNR 1460. See you on the other side.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793 That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Welcome back to the show. Good morning, everybody, on this Friday. It's the 22nd, 42 degrees, 7:36 in the morning. Trish Clark is at the helm, along with myself, moi, Linda Bott.
Yep, a great morning. It's got lots going on here.
Beautiful. We have the window. It's nice and clear and clean. Thank you, Nick, for cleaning the window. And with us this morning is Wade Riggs. We've been talking about Riggs Media and the beginning. You've been how many years? Did you say 27?
21.
21 years.
21 years, yeah. 21 years, yeah. For sure, yeah.
21 years.
And I don't look it, do I? I mean, yeah.
No. No, so you've really built.
I just always remember you have always just kind of been there. If there's something being filmed and something happening, I look right up there and there's Wade.
Right, right.
Well, it's been so much fun and seeing the changes in Shasta County in the last 21 years. You know, it's been interesting.
Can you believe where we're growing?
I know
where we're growing. I mean, excuse me, what I wanted to say here. Rumor has it that coming up here in the not too far distant future, there will be four huge cranes downtown Reading.
Unbelievable. I know.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. I think the interesting thing is that the difference in technology in the last 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's really incredible. When I first went on the Board of Supervisors, we had the big whole floor of the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the argument and the whole thing? And now we're down to these tiny little things that do everything, and that's in a short period of time. And the difference in how you do is monumental.
I started in radio years and years ago. I started in radio back in the early 80s. And, you know, the way we edited, you know, Jared will tell you, the way we edited back then is you had a splicing block, and it was done on reel-to-reel, and that's how you would edit. Well, you're not that old. That's right. Okay.
Jared doesn't remember that.
It's before your time. But,
TAC machines.
Yeah, and my son, Sean, who's, he's in the business, he does a lot of work with Sundance Film Festival. He has just surpassed me in leaps and bounds. At my age, I have a hard time keeping up with the tech, mm-hmm. honestly. Bobette is, you know, she's on it. You know, I'm at the age now to where I'm like, wow. I'm just hanging in there. But, you're right. It's the technology has changed dramatically, but it's also been a fun ride because you can do so much more, mm-hmm. you know, like the live streaming.
Well, you're going to help us with that. Eventually, we're going to be having, we'll have cameras up here and we'll live stream. And that's the kind of stuff that you bring your knowledge that you really don't say that. Don't downplay the fact that you're not up in the latest and the greatest of what you can do. And let's talk about the fact that, we want to make sure that those people between 7:30 and 8, you know, when we get a great drive time, Riggs Media Consulting, is alive and well and doing business in Shasta County.
Well, bigger and greater than ever.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. It's an exciting time for us. We're actually growing, which surprises people, because even now at 21 years in the business, we still continue to grow and evolve and bring in good people. We're excited about a lot of things that are coming, the Cool April Nights, of course. You know, we live stream that every year, and we had, I think our peak was we had over 10,000 people online watching us from all over, you know, so, and that made us feel good because it's like we were able to help put that positive spotlight onto Shasta County.
Well, absolutely, because they come here once and then they look at it again, and then when they come back, they can be watching the next year and then think, oh, I should have gone to that again. It's a real outreach.
Right.
Well, you put a different spin on it, too, because you put the camera right smack in the middle of Hilltop, down in the middle. I think it was one of the center dividers, and you could actually see the grill and the faces of the people in the car, which was so exciting. Now, I was told to come down a notch because I didn't realize that they weren't supposed to vroom their cars. I didn't know. I thought, well, you got a big old motor you've worked 20 years on, whatever, you were down there tinkering. Let's hear what you got under the hood. Come on, give it to me. And, you know, everybody wants to, of course. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you can't tell people to calm down when, you know,
but they told you to calm
down. They told me to calm down, and I haven't been told to be calm down since I think my parents slapped my hand.
That was so much fun with you and Carl. And this year we've got Barbara Harrison is going to be with us because she's been, you know.
She's one of the founders.
Absolutely.
And picked out all the big cars. I don't know if she's still doing that, but when it came to the big show, she was the one that went and selected all the cars.
She's going to be on the live stream this year talking about the cars and talking about the history of Cool April
Lines. Oh, fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, Charter and is going to have us carrying our stream live on three of their stations.
That's fantastic.
And, the support that we've received is just fantastic. So,
All right. So that's what we wanted to make sure everybody knew, that Riggs Media is alive and well. And, you know, we all know in the community, and we've been praying for Wade, that he's been going through some health challenges. And so that doesn't mean that you're not delegating, doing the work, getting it done, making sure that it's an A-plus job, because that's who you are. You're not going anyplace.
No. No, in fact, we just did the Forest Vegetation Management Conference, and we brought in Eddie Sadler, you know, Eddie, who works.
Yeah, and Ashley.
And Ashley brought them in to help. So, we've got some really good people that we're very fortunate, very blessed to work with. Of course, our relationship with you guys.
Well, we have to share, because when we were looking for a replacement for Bob Belongi, I mean, how do you replace Bob Belongi, Mr. Radio Man, for years? We're bringing in a different mindset, a different skill set, but so knowledgeable and so wonderful to take the helm, and that's Ashley Essis. And that was through Wade. I've worked with Ashley. We've worked with Ashley on other projects, but she is going to be now the head and is taking over from
Bob.
Big
shoes to fill.
She brings another skill set, but she's so bright and so wonderful to work with. So, you know, when she says, I'm sorry, I got to work on a Wade deal, we all figure it out here with Jared and Sue, and we make it work because, you know, hey, that's our community, and we come together and figure it out.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And we so appreciate everything that you guys have done. You've been there for us. And the tweets and the phone calls have been a source of strength, and we want to thank you for that.
Well, you know, we love you and we appreciate you, with coming up, you know, Orchard Nutrition, is one of your clients, and you've really helped, I think, Orchard Nutrition. We've known about Orchard Nutrition, but you've done a whole campaign to bring them in a greater spotlight. So we're really thrilled to have them on as our next guest with Joe Martino. They're celebrating 37 years in the business. That's a long time to be a local health food store that hangs in there and grows and
changes with the times.
Changes with the times, and you've done that. And thank you for helping us, inspire us to take that step to go to FM. We wanted to do it for years, but it just has to all be the right timing. So we got there.
For
5 days, and we'll be back on Monday. I'm sure it's just all has something to do with that, that up there at where the tower is, and lineage and plugs and stuff like that. Something's come undone, and we got to have the doctors go in, because they were all up there yesterday trying to figure it out. So it's just a process. You know what it is.
I do indeed.
You've laid cable many times in your life.
That's a long ways from up there to down here.
So many things can go wrong. But I'm so excited about your switch to FM. And I think it's going to be beneficial to our clients, to our community at large. I think it offers more avenues for the businesses to promote themselves and no place better.
All right, Wade, thank you so much for in closing thoughts. We have 20 seconds.
I'm just, I want to thank everybody for the outpouring of support that my family and I have received, and the support for our business, because as we're a mom and pop business, but we're still, we like to think that we're big enough to where we can handle anything that might come up. We really appreciate the support and the love that we've received. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Wade.
Thanks, Wade.
This portion of the show, again, has been brought to you by a lovely mom and pop. We love our mom and pop. Veteran-owned, of course. Wade's a veteran, too. Thank you for your service. But we're going into Alliance Heating and Air. They've been in business for over 20 years. Outstanding service. They do our work. Couldn't recommend a better company. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Basin Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddlecraft, and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Bin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Friday. It's the 22nd, and isn't it a lovely day? Trish Clark.
It is a wonderful day. We're looking for a high today of 55, and it's
that's warm.
It is. Considering we started at 37, it's 44 degrees now.
I like this weather.
Weather's always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Thank you so much. And so it's such an honor to have you with me this morning, Trish.
I've enjoyed it. This is fun. I think this is the first time you and I've done a show together, Linda.
We've done one before, and I remember I did the five top things. You know, I like to go in and say, what are the go into the headlines. And I do that with Carl sometimes, and I don't tell him what they are. And people who are really, keep up on their current events and read a lot, it's wonderful to do the quick, what's your thought on this? This is what they're saying. This is what the headline is. So we did that probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
So, and you were so great
It's been too long ago then.
Speaking of somebody who does something great.
Martino.
Shall we go into our Orchard Nutrition moment? 37th birthday and the man who started it all, Joe Martino. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? You're just a joy to be around. Where do you get that great, vibrant energy?
Just been lucky, I guess.
Well, have you been like that your whole life, or is it been a mindset? Did you make a change?
It started out as a mindset, and then it became a way of life. I got used to it. It worked for me, and it kind of eases everybody.
You know, I think part of the other thing, though, it has to be the business you're in.
Could be healthy living.
Could be.
When you're dealing with the people, you have to try to keep an even playing field, and humor sure helps.
Yeah, humor. You started off right away with a pun or a little joke this morning. It was just adorable. I can't even remember what it was, but it made me giggle, and I like this guy. He's quick. All right, so let's talk again. Joe Martino is our guest, Orchard Nutrition, their 37th birthday. And, Joe, you know, on the tip of everybody's tongue or in their mind is how did Orchard Nutrition and the business come to mind? How did it start? Tell us the baby steps.
Well, it started because of coming up here, and my health style was a little limited by the supply here. We're not the same. But I was down in Orange County. I mean, you couldn't throw a stone without hitting a health food store. There's plenty of selection.
Wheatgrass City.
Well, yeah. So coming up here, it really wound up that the best thing for me to do to stay in the lifestyle and keep my health was to open a store myself. Didn't expect it to turn into a big deal, but... It went real well. We were really well accepted.
Had you ever done retail before then?
Yeah, I was in the leather business. I made leather coats. We actually manufactured.
Oh, did you say leather coats?
Leather coats, briefcases, purses.
Ooh, do you have any leftovers?
I actually do.
Oh. Do you have a warehouse? I can do a little shopping trip here. Ooh, I love that vintage stuff. Well, because it was 1982 when you started Orchard Nutrition. When did you actually move to Reading?
We moved to Reading New Year's Day of 1980. And I was still in the leather business. Got frustrated, worried about my health as far as supply. So February 22nd is the day we actually opened, 1982.
So today, I just want to get tears in my eyes. Because you've been through recession, depression.
Yeah.
You've been through.
We've been through a lot, and we had a lot to learn about that type of business. We knew the industry, not the industry. We knew the lifestyle. And I knew a lot about food, a little biochemistry, been trained. But the actual health food business, we learned as we went.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very good. We've only, I think out of 37 years, we've only had 3 or 4 years that didn't actually have growth.
Really?
Yeah. And they were recession years.
Okay. So, you know, back in the day, you would have thought, you know, the health food store would have been, you know, Birkenstocks and patchouli oil.
It was.
Okay. So then, you know, but it, not in Orange County, though, because it wasn't at that point you had a little bit of.
Yeah. That was second only to Berkeley as far as the capital of health food.
Mm-hmm.
But back then we were known as health food nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, now it, we're was, just it wasn't a common thing.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. If I remember correctly, the percentage was 18% of the population cared about health food.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more like 30%.
Well, and even those that are not totally into it, almost all of us have a couple, three things that we want to go to Orchard Nutrition for.
Right. Now you don't have to be wearing Birkenstocks.
No,
and
exactly.
Long eyebrows,
no, they don't look at you funny if you have perfume on in high heels.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, or a little bling. It's yeah. Like, you know. We all shop at Orchard Nutrition, and you know
exactly.
What I love is that you have on staff experts in where you can ask, okay, I need this cream or I need this vitamin, and they'll show you the different varieties. Experts, what would you call them? Nutrition experts?
Professionals, nutritional experts. We have several people that are not only trained but degreed, and they're not just flying by the seat of their pants.
Mm-hmm.
They have real scientific information to base what they tell you on. You don't get different answers from different one. And that's important because
very
in
important.
The old days, people were going off sales sheets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's dangerous.
Right. It really is dangerous
yeah.
Because your vitamin C and your different things can be blended with another kind of, if you're not really aware of the compound, you could be allergic to something that could be in that if you don't go to the experts to tell you, and you won't know that if you
that's
just go
correct.
Buy a vitamin C off of a you know megastore shelf.
And it could be an excellent product, but it might not be the one you need.
Right.
You
we all have
might be confused about its application.
Well, we might be already taking some ingredients like vitamin D and this and that and the other, and then go in and get a vitamin C that has all of that in it and other things.
And also. Knowing the source where something is from, I mean, it's always the best thing is to go to the source, the food.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get the amount or the substance in the food, then you go to supplementation. So you better know where it comes from.
Right.
That's wonderful. Now let's talk a little bit in the next few minutes here before we take our break and we bring on Chad and Janet, mm-hmm. Your GM and your HR public relations gal. Let's talk about the food, literally the food that you sell at Orchard Nutrition. Through the years, I'm sure you've had to make some incredible relationships with local farmers.
Absolutely.
And what would you say would be the pride of your organic center there for your food?
Well, we always look toward local or as close to local as we can first. We like to support our own area. We're in the North State. We're in Reading. We don't have another location. We take care of that first.
Right here.
But the main thing is to make sure we're serving what our responsibility is, and that is to have the clean, right products, no GMO. It's got to be organic, but also the right things. Not everything organic is good, so that's a buzzword. But we are not a variety store, so to speak, that handles some health food. We're committed to it.
I would love to do a show, have somebody come on, and I'm challenging you now to bring somebody on, not challenging, but have you think about this in your list. Love to have somebody come on about how organic is the buzzword, and what does that mean? Because I would love to be educated. We all think, oh, it's organic, it's good. You know, in the mass, now it's the buzzword in
I was surprised to hear you say just because it's organic, it's not necessarily good.
Oh, that's true.
I think that's what I kind of always thought, because every once in a while you'll run into something and it's a buzzword, so we need to know what we're getting exactly.
So, Janet, let's book somebody on from Orchard Nutrition, like one of your nutritionists, to talk about that. Yeah.
Sure. We can do that. But it is important to know that, first, it's the right substance for you, the right food, the right supplement, whatever, the right application. Then worry about where it came from.
There you go.
If it's the wrong thing, what good is that?
Right.
So, somebody that's allergic to peanuts, we don't want to give them organic peanuts, do we? It won't help.
No, I think it's really important, and I think the ingredient thing is the point.
Yeah.
That's what I always feel real comfortable when I go to Orchard Nutrition, that when I walk out of there, I haven't got something that is incidentally going to be harmful to me.
We're talking with Orchard Nutrition, correct, 37th birthday today, and Joe Martino will be back after these messages with Chad David, the GM, and Janet HR here on KCNR 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
House Democrats have introduced a resolution that's aimed at blocking the national emergency declaration the president issued to fully fund a border wall. Likely to clear the House, the Senate may pass it as well. That would prompt a presidential veto, which would likely be sustained. The Trump administration is tweaking plans for a U.S. troop pullout from Syria.
The Trump administration has announced 200 U.S. troops will remain in Syria for a period of time. In December, the administration stunned lawmakers and U.S. allies when it announced plans for a withdrawal of all 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria. The new plan is being lauded by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Graham says the 200 who stay will help maintain a safe zone, help continue to contain Iran, and ensure there is no conflict between Turkey and the Syrian Democratic Forces, which helped the U.S. fight Islamic State militants. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Longtime Washington political operative Roger Stone will no longer be able to talk about his criminal case. Federal judge imposing a gag order.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson told Roger Stone he would pose a danger to others in his criminal case unless she modified the terms of his bond release and included a gag order. Stone took the witness stand trying to explain why he posted a photo of her with an image that appeared to be crosshairs near her head. He tried to apologize, but the judge said the apology rings quite hollow.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn at Cape Canaveral.
3, 2, 1.
An unmanned Israeli spacecraft now on its way to the moon, the country's very first lunar mission, getting underway with liftoff last night. Stocks sharply higher this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up about 143 points. The S&P 500 index, 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A committee of cabinet ministers in Botswana recommends the country lift a 4-year ban on hunting.
Shortly after coming into office, President Mokgweetsi Masisi asked ministers to review the hunting ban. The report's findings recommend that the hunting ban should be lifted, that some wildlife migration routes be closed, and to introduce regular but limited elephant culling and the establishment of elephant meat canning for the production of pet food. Botswana is estimated to have 130,000 elephants and until recently had largely escaped the poaching epidemic, which kills tens of thousands of African elephants every year.
That's the BBC's Alistair Leithhead. A closely watched survey finds that business confidence in Germany has fallen for the 6th month in a row, hitting a 4-year low as worries persist about the outlook for Europe's biggest economy at a time of global trade tensions, at a time when U.S.-China trade talks continue. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
A renewed push to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment in Virginia falls short.
A vote in the House of Delegates deadlocked at 50-50, which effectively blocked an attempt to pass the gender equality measure. Virginia House Republican leaders opposed passage of the ERA, saying it would loosen restrictions on abortions. ERA proponents had hoped that Virginia might become the 38th state to approve the amendment as a symbolic achievement of the threshold for constitutional ratification, despite the fact that the congressional deadline expired in 1982. George Bonzani reporting.
Venezuela's power struggle set to become a battle of the bands today. Musicians demanding President Maduro accept humanitarian aid, and those who support his refusal to allow the aid into the country will be singing in rival concerts. The concerts to be held at each end of a border bridge where tons of donated food and medicine are stored. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR 1460 here on Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott. Carl has had a little bit of, you know, the little cataract thing, surgery going on in his eyeball. So he's at home recovering over that. And with me this morning is our wonderful friend and guest, Trish Clark.
Good morning. Good morning. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. We're looking for a high today of 55 and a low of 34. Last clear day for a while, because by tomorrow we're going to have rain. A high of 51, a low of 40. Sunday, rain and more rain. A high of 51 and a low of 53 or 43. On Monday, a high of 52, low of 45, and heavy rain. And clear into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, we're looking for rain, high in the mid-50s and low in the mid-50s. They're mostly clear on and down into the 30s every night. So that's not looking good. We're going to have rain for a while, but we need the moisture.
We'll take it.
Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. Thanks so much, Trish. And our Friday morning call from our Wells Fargo advisor, what's happening on Wall Street with Susan Eastman?
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are higher this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 142 points at 25,993. The S&P 500 positive 11 points at 2,786. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 46 points at 7,506. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Gold Corp down 23 cents at 11.28. Bank of America off 31 cents, trading at 28.99. Newmont Mining up $2.13. At $37.55. For local stocks of interest, Verizon up 75 cents, trading at $56.90. PG&E up 72 cents at $18.68. And FedEx down $3.01, trading at $179.27. In the bond department, treasuries are stronger with the yield on the benchmark 10-year note down 2 basis points to 2.66%. And in over to commodities. Sorry about that. Gold is up $4.70 an ounce at $1,332. Silver up 9 cents at $16.01 per ounce. And crude oil positive 33 cents, trading at $57 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. And yeah, Susan is vice president of investments at Wells Fargo Advisor. If you're looking for where to put your money and looking for somebody who's great that can do it, that's Susan Eastman. And we love her calling in on Friday mornings, telling us what's happening on Wall Street. Well, I'll tell you, gold and silver. That's always up and down. And speaking of up and down, what's happening with your weight and your body? And here we are in February. Joe Adamson's with our gym of our choice, Adamson's Peak Performance. Good morning, Joe. And what is your fitness tip of the week?
Hi, good morning, Linda and Trish. Good to hear you guys this morning. I was just listening to you talking to the owner of Orchard.
They're still here.
37 years. That's pretty amazing.
Yep, and they're still here. We're going to be talking a lot more with the Orchard Nutrition. I'm sure you probably send a lot of your people over to go to Orchard and find out you need this, this, and this.
My wife and I shop there ourselves, so yeah, it's a great source of good supplements and good food.
All right, so what's our fitness tip, Joe?
Well, it's a little bit more of an encouragement to some of your listeners that may be overwhelmed with exercise, maybe more of an encouragement than it is an actual tip. The World Health Organization recommends about 75 minutes of intense exercise per week or 150 minutes of moderate. You know, and I just wanted to kind of give an idea of how little that actually is. People think, oh, if I'm going to get in shape, I've got to commit all of this time and, you know, and so forth. But that 75 minutes is 3/4 of 1% of your weekly time. So we're talking, you know, a minimal amount of time that can have a really a large impact on your health and not only on your health, but on your productivity. When you're healthy, you're going to get more done. So it is, it's so worth the time to devote to just, you know, 75 to 150 minutes, per week. And, I just wanted to, the other thing I wanted to throw out real quickly is if some of your listeners are going, wow, well, I need to get started on that 75 minutes. We have our team training classes on Saturday. I wanted to invite them to tomorrow's classes. We have an 8:30 class that would be more for intermediate and a 9:30 a.m. class that would be for beginners. If they want to come out and just try some what we call HIIT training, high intensity interval training, they're welcome to come and be our guests.
That's wonderful, Joe. Get people in the gym. Get people in the door. So,
absolutely.
Hey, well, thank you. So Adams' Peak Performance, again, you heard that tomorrow. If you're like, go in and see what they're all about. They're really great. And we appreciate
you
calling in, Joe. Have a great
day. You.
Have a great day, Joe. With us this morning, again, is our wonderful Orchard Nutrition 37th birthday is actually today. They started in 1982. Joe Martino, you've heard him in the first segment, and Chad Davin, who's the GM. Congratulations on being the North State's voted best of the North State for 13 years in a row.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And GM, what does that mean?
Well, general manager.
Well, I know, but I mean, what do you do? What do you do? Tell me what you do, Chad.
Pretty much anything needs to be done. You know, remodeling. We're doing a little remodeling right now for the store, adding some more.
Deli, I heard, is going into a revamp. What's happening there?
Yeah, adding a new case, moving some things around, making it a little more user-friendly, adding some more refrigeration for those, you know, those little extra yogurts that we get that people love.
You still do the sandwiches, the little. I used to go in, and I love this. I still go in where. In the back there, where you would go in and open up the case, and I knew I was on a run, and I didn't have time, and I wasn't going to do fast food, so I would go in there, and I'd get the half a sandwich and some kind of really cool deli salad, and a, like a drink, like a green drink, and I'd be like, I was good to myself.
Yep,
you guys
yep.
still doing that?
Oh, yeah, we still have organic sandwiches. Everything in our deli is organic. Can't say almost organic or anything like that, because there's, you know, different levels of organic. Yeah, we have deli salads, sandwiches, soups. So we have all different. We have a juice bar too.
Great soups.
Yeah.
So being the GM, do you also does that mean you oversee again the grocery element of the store? I mean, those are all your departments.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So
go-to guy for if anything that needs fixed.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So you got it right here. You got the owner and founder, and you have the GM. How long have you been GM at Orchard?
GM, I don't know, remember when I took over for that, but I've been there 19 years.
19
total.
Years. Yep. See, this is something in the notes that you've had employees there 20 plus years.
Yep. Oh yeah.
So I think that speaks volumes about people who love what they do. And you know, Joe Martino here has obviously created a space where you can grow up and in and on and with your, I don't want to say and on, but each position is kind of like not moving on, but you're moving.
Exactly. But how many people, I think that's probably an interesting statistic. How many people do you employ at Orchard Nutrition?
We have about 46 people there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, we think of it as a
small
business, but that's a payroll. 46 people who have really good jobs in the city of Reading from
that's
one
fantastic.
Small business. That's great.
So what's the highlight for you being GM?
Dealing with people, definitely. Yeah, I love being down there with everybody, whether it's employees or customers. It's always a blast. We got really good clientele to come in. I mean, people have been shopping since he was on Park Marina before he moved. I mean, there are people that were from day one still shop there, and you know, they tell me the stories from back in the day, you know, and then how, you know, how they moved over. So it's great listening to them too.
What's a typical day look like for you?
Typical day? Oh man. Well, like this morning I was up at I was there just before midnight. We're doing a resetting the deli back there, and now I'm here. And then after that we'll see what happens.
How long a day generally?
Oh, how long? Use about 10 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, about on average.
Gotta love what you want to do when you throw in 10 hours.
Yeah.
Gotta love what you do. So you feel like you're probably part of the brick and mortar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's cool. And that makes people feel like part of ownership with the whole growth.
Yeah.
13 years voted North State best in the North State, and we're here with Orchard Nutrition, the movers and the shakers of the Orchard Nutrition. 37 years. Today is their happy birthday. 37 years. Started in 1982. Oh my gosh, what were you doing in 1982? I'm old enough to tell you exactly what I was doing. Joe Martino, the owner, Chad David, GM, and we're coming back with Janet, who's HR and PR of Orchard Nutrition. Just talk a little bit. You get to know the staff. Some of the people have been with Orchard Nutrition for years. I'm sure you've got some questions, too. We have some things that we want to go on. And Trish Clark is here today.
Yeah, we're enjoying the morning.
We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Downey, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Downey, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Downey for State Senate 2019.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Real people, real winners. Winter is here, and it's snowing cold hard cash. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Snowfall of Cash Swipe to Win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or $10,000 in cash. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily at any of our kiosks. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 8 p.m. gives you the chance to win 3 game pieces for free slot play. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or $10,000 in cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Final drawing Thursday, February 28th at 8 p.m. Remember to join us every Monday for Military Monday Serve a Soldier with our 15% discount on Elements and Creekside Pub and Grill food for all veterans. Receive $11 free slot play along with a Military Monday card at the River Club. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Poor old granddad, left out all his words.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday morning, 8:19 in the morning. Trish Clark, Linda Bott, how are you this morning and what do you have planned this weekend?
For me, I'm going down to Red Bluff. My youngest grandson is into cattle cutting, as you guys know. And so he's with the Pacific Coast Cattle Cutting Association this weekend down in Red Bluff. So I'm going to be spending the weekend down there.
He's
cheering
going places.
Him on. I hope so. And he's having a great time right now for a 16-year-old. He's really having some great experiences. And I mean, he just got back from, he was in Phoenix, and then he was in Paso Robles, and then he was in Las Vegas in a 3-week period, and he's still going to school. But he's doing well, and yeah, fun weekend.
Found his, like, a calling or a niche. Can you see him taking this as a career?
I think in some manner, I don't know, he's really into kind of thinking about, he loves animals, thinking about maybe being a large animal vet, maybe he'll continue with this. I don't know where he's going, but right now he's having a great ride, and having a lot of fun, and I'm enjoying it. Grandma stuff.
That's great. Well, we're going to be emceeing the North State Cancer League dinner tomorrow night. Today's Friday. Yeah.
Right.
It's tomorrow night. Saturday night. We're just looking forward to that and just a busy weekend. And Sunday night's the Oscars. So in our later segment here, we have our Oscar expert on that's going to be talking about the films of 2017 and 18 that are going to be up for nomination. But with us right now, talk about Oscars, Best of the North State for 13 years. They've won that, where the people vote. And that is Orchard Nutrition. Their 37th birthday is today. So we've heard from Joe Martino, the owner and operator, and we've heard from Chad David, the GM with the remodels. I'm online right now, and this is a wonderful website that is – excuse me for my glasses here. We have our February newsletter that talks about the features this month. Welcome back, Featherfall Soaps. The new product, supplement and grocery, new from our bakery and deli, and you can actually order online, which is awesome. Non-GMO project, Reading Holistic Health Specialist, where you can go in and talk about, ask questions and that kind of thing. And so let's get on now to Janet, who's head of HR and PR. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. Thank you for having us today.
And how many years have you been with the company?
5 years.
5 years.
I'm the baby of the group.
You're the baby. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So tell us what a day for you looks like inside of Orchard Nutrition offices.
Oh, let's see. Lots of paperwork. Let's say that.
No. Okay. Well, we're in the HR department.
No, we have an HR department. Yeah. Well, we deal with a lot of the employees, and we're involved with the ins and outs of the daily running of the business with the employees.
Right.
Chad does the running of the business. We help deal with the employees.
So with HR, let's talk a little bit about that, because there's so many laws. We are business owners too. So we have 6 employees. So we do I come from, you say it like it is, but you can't do that in the state of California. You can't tell somebody you're full of, we got to get this thing straight. You can't do that, right?
Right. You do have to be diplomatic a little bit and hear both sides and just feel your way through it. But there are a lot of new California labor laws this year Yeah. Mm. A lot to wade through.
A lot 46 to employees, you need someone who's really on top of HR and all of those issues.
Yeah.
Because I know I was talking to another business owner just recently. Lots of stuff this year to watch out for.
Yes. And we have a great HR team. I'm part of the HR team, and we have an HR manager, and she's definitely on top of all of that.
So the legality. So you help run the employees. I mean, I don't even know. You help grow the employees. You help. Yeah, you help the employees.
I don't run the employees. That's Chad's job.
But
we help Chad with running the employees and making sure that everybody is taken care of.
So my first thing that came to my mind, because we always ask this to, you know, in the sheriff, this is a whole different, you know, the different companies. Are you, because I'm not really sure in your industry, do you guys have a drug testing thing in your HR?
Pre-employment, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I wondered about that. I mean, I don't know if you can or can't in your business.
Yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
You do a pre-employment.
All right. Just curious about that. Okay.
And for cause during employment?
Well, you have to be very careful with something like that. You have to have probable cause before you do something. But it's, you know, it's a case by case basis. You just have to try to be very aware of what you're looking at and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most challenging or most interesting thing in your line of work?
I don't find anything really challenging. I love my job and I love my work. What's interesting to me is there's something new every day. So I learned something new at Orchard Nutrition Center. It's a great place to work, and it's a very informative business. So I just love that work.
You're a problem solver. If there's an issue that comes up between a couple of employees or an employee and a customer, you're the person that goes in there and facilitates a healthy result.
Right. Well, our whole upper management team works together to resolve issues.
Joe's just sitting there smiling. He, our owner and founder of Orchard Nutrition. And so what's that little grin on your face about right now? What's crossed your mind?
Janet doesn't realize how many problems she solves. She's just a natural force.
Isn't that great when you find somebody like that who's just plugged in and complete? I mean, that's like we talked about your team. You need to have a great team to move forward and grow in a positive manner.
You really do hope for it, and we've been very lucky in that area all along. Don't know why, but I'm thankful for it.
Janet's
not an exception.
I think it's the way you receive and accept people and bring out the best in them, Joe. I mean, you know, you have an expectation. People like to live up to positive expectations.
Of course.
Going back to the fact that we have employees that are like me, that have been 5 years and up towards over 20 years, that is a testament to Joe's ownership of this business and the growth that people are able to do in this business and how happy they are in their jobs, you know. So it is a testament that we've had so many people that have been there so long.
You know, how lovely to think that you go to work every day and you love what you do. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could probably take a 20-person poll, and I want to know how many people love what they do.
It's a blessing to be able to do something for your career that you enjoy and get something out of every day rather than just meeting an end to pay the bills.
That's right. I feel blessed every day. I love my job, and I know several people at Orchard Nutrition feel exactly the same way.
What did you do? You've been there for 5 years. What would have you been in this kind of work before you came into to Orchard Nutrition?
Not exactly. My husband and I were business owners, small business owners. He's a general contractor, so I helped him kind of run our business, and I was a stay-at-home mom for 15 years, so.
Well, wow. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Job well done. And to think that you were, okay, so you were total HR all over the place there. Yeah. Okay, so
that's a great boot camp for HR.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
But, you know, I think the laws we instate in the state of California, it's not a negativity, it's just a reality, and it can really bum you out, you know, when you're just trying to get it done and, you know, I have to figure out what kind of, you know, fence do I need to crawl under, over, beside, straddle, whatever, in order to get to the next thing. And so it takes a great mind like yours to be able to go through those legalities and figure out what you can do in order to keep the business sane.
In a diplomatic manner.
Yes,
exactly, exactly. Like I say, I'm part of a team. We all work together to come up with ways to make it work and follow the laws. Follow the laws. So.
Do you guys have a ritual that you do at work with the group meeting once a month? Do you? What do you do, Joe? Or what do, Chad?
Yeah. No appointment. So we have a meeting every 6 months with all the employees, and then we do weekly or monthly meetings with, you know, some of the staff, whether it's departmental or our team leaders with each department. So we kind of try to just spread it out a little bit, or whenever we need one, you know, to kind of get everybody in the same page.
Well, because there's got to be a lot of communication. But when I walk in there, I mean, I just pick on anybody that's standing that's got a uniform on, and they've all got the answer. So there's got to be a lot of communication about what's going on in the store, where the new products are. What we've discontinued, what is new, or you know, all those things, because you can always get the answer from almost anybody you ask.
And your checkers are always friendly.
Right.
I don't even know if that you can call them checkers anymore. Can you call them checkers? I don't know. Is that a legality? Like, I'm not sure. They're called, I don't know. What are they called?
First and last impression.
Okay.
There you go. True story. Hey, make a big difference.
There's also an annual health fair that's happening May 18th. You moved that from September. Chad, you want to talk about that a little bit in our last minute?
Oh, yeah. So we've done it for about 10 years now. September was, we've been having, you know, unfortunately, the bad fires a couple years and affected it. And it's actually a little cooler in May. So that's why we moved it to May, you know, to help mainly people be out, get out of the heat, and it's a little, you know, a lot.
And where would
weather.
That be located?
Oh, it's actually in, at our store.
Oh.
We take up most of the parking lot. There's usually about 70 demos that are going on. You know, we have a barbecue, live music.
Is there a date?
It's May 18th.
May 18th. Okay.
Yep, it's
all right.
Around the corner. So we're almost there.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Again, this has been really relevant and informative.
I'm looking forward to the next segment, though, when you come back and actually talk about organic and all of what that really means and what all goes into that with the GMO and all of that.
We'll have you on next month and talk about that. We'll book something through Wade and get that one of your experts here to talk about that. And Joe, hopefully, or one of you or all of you can come again. But thank you so much, and congratulations on your 37th birthday.
Thank you, and thanks for having us.
Oh, it's been great information.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Thanks
for coming in. We're running a little over time here. KCNR, Trish Clark, Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Wildlife, boating, fishing, camping, and more. The 33rd Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show is back at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday through Sunday, March 1st through the 3rd. Engage a live 8-foot, 800-pound grizzly bear. Meet MMA champion Tim Sylvia promoting his Hit Squad Outdoor Show. The world champion Lumberjills, Chicks with Axes, will perform daily. Reality TV Tina Shear and radio personality Bass and Tackle Rob will be there. Behold the new Angler Showcase, plus the latest outdoor products and services, hunting and fishing guides, paddle craft, and and more. Kids will love the live trap pond, archery range, shooting gallery, climbing wall, zip line, and BB gun range. Hear hot topics of the day and demos at Bill's Bass Fin Fish Tank. Every adult patron gets a subscription to California Sportsman Magazine. Take advantage of low show prices on all the latest model boats, RVs, and ATVs at Shasta County's premier display and sale. All this at Crown Motors NorCal Boats Sport and RV Show, Shasta District Fair and Event Center, March 1st through the 3rd. Presented by Reading Distributing. See you there.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Gotta get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home.
Hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this fabulous Friday. How are you doing today? What are your plans? We hope you make it a great day. Very excited about this next segment. We've got a couple things to cover here. It's the 22nd on your calendar today, 8:35 in the morning, currently 47 degrees. Trish, what do we have to look forward to?
We're looking for the last sunny day, high of 55 today, a low of 34, and then rain for the rest of the week. We're going to go into the mid to low 50s and 30s in the evening and just kind of looking for rain through the rest of the week and into next week. So keep your umbrella out there. Chest Gas Propane, as always, brings us the weather. Give them a call at 365-3793.
All right. So excited about this segment. And it's been a fun morning so far.
I've enjoyed this. Yeah. A lot of it, you know, it's so much information in a two-hour period.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes by so quickly.
It does. And thank you so much. I know you drive in from Anderson. You always look like a $1 million.
You know, I love it from the right after the shock of the 5:30 alarm.
I know, you know.
It just gets better and better after that.
Well, I had Carl set his phone, but I kept like from 2:30 on. What time is it? Because I knew I was going to have to get up and, you know, usually we have this rhythm where we do this together, but I knew that I'd, you know, be on my game today. So anyway, with the, talking about somebody who's on their game, I mean, and as a game changer, is our next guest, and that's Robert Burke. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
And you're in Newsies, but we're here to talk about your Oscar, about the Oscars with you, because you're so prolific with your take on movies. And last time I had you on, you talked about Roma, and I was very shocked to see how that has just really, not shocked, but pleasantly surprised, I would say, how much that's come through. But you're in Newsies, so you had a performance last night.
Mm-hmm. And we have another performance tonight at 7:30 and tomorrow at 2 and 7:30. You can get tickets at CascadeTheater.com, or you can get them at the Cascade box office.
So how does it feel being in that production?
It's really fun. The whole show is just energy. It's so full of energy. It's nonstop. There's dance. There's singing. There's a whole lot going on. And the story is still pretty strong. It's a Disney show, but it deals with some very mature themes, but nothing too much for kids to handle. It's a show for all ages. It's something everybody can enjoy.
So it's at the Cascade.
Mm-hmm. It is.
How much fun.
Yeah, and usually it's through Axiom. It's not through Cascade.
Right.
It's through Axiom.
But Axiom is now doing their performances at Cascade.
Yeah, they started doing a couple. They're doing Newsies, and they're going to do Gypsy at the end of April and beginning of May over at the Cascade Theater. Usually they do their performances at Old City Hall.
Mm. But we can still get tickets for tonight's performance.
Yeah, you can get them at the Cascade.
That's great. Perfect. Well, something very interesting about Robert is that he's very prolific. You have just in the last year in the last 12 months, have reviewed over 100 movies. And have all those 100 movies been on A News Cafe?
No, probably 52, because I post a review a week. So in the past year, 52 weeks, there have been 52 reviews.
52 reviews. And I'm telling you, you want to talk prolific. We talked with your father earlier about how you started probably about two or three, and you just fell in love with every aspect of the movie. So it's not just about the actor or the title or the theme. You really get deep into the sets and the costumes and the music. I mean, you have the thrill and the love of the whole component, all the components to make a movie.
And that's why the Oscars is so great, because it gives some honor to all those people that don't have their names on the posters, but they work on the production design or the costume design or the sound editing or the sound mixing. They get their name in the spotlight, even though they probably wouldn't in any other way, because people are focused on the actors or the director.
So shall we talk about what are the Oscars are Sunday night?
Nominated. Let's get right into it.
All right. Well, you want to start with Best Picture?
You go for it. Yeah. You go for it. Where do you want to start?
Best Picture.
Okay. Sure. Let's do it.
So the nominees were Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. The one snub that I noticed right away was the movie If Beale Street Could Talk. That was a very well-reviewed movie. I was predicting that it would be nominated over Bohemian Rhapsody or even over Vice, but it was not. Of the nominees here, I am very confident in the fact that Roma will win Best Picture. And right now, I think it's a two-horse race. I think it's between Roma and Green Book. I could see Black Panther pulling an upset and winning simply because of the climate right now in the world. But I see Black Panther winning. I see Roma winning. I think Roma should win. It's my favorite movie of last year. I think it's incredible. And considering that we just had a government shutdown for a while where against Mexican people, if a Mexican film wins, that's a very strong political statement by the Academy. And many times over the past 10 years, the Academy has been very political with their choice.
Interesting. I know that when you came on my very first Thursday night show that on reviving, it's not on the spot with Linda Bott anymore, we've made it North State Now. So my first Thursday night on, you were with me and Lynn Moss, who's going to have an Oscar party with our group that we do every year. And I know she was really taken back by, you know, wow, you really think this and that. And then we had, of course, the nominations came out and Roma was all over the place. How many nominations?
10 nominations. I think it was tied with The Favorite for the most nominations.
Okay. Mm. And the thing with Black Panther, very interestingly, is the first Marvel ever to be nominated.
First comic book movie ever to be nominated for Best Picture.
And what else is significant about this film?
Black Panther? Well, it is the first all-African-American cast in a big superhero film. The film grossed $1.3 billion worldwide and $700 million domestically, so a lot of people are talking about it. What's surprising about it is that it was nominated for Best Picture, but it is one of four films in Oscar history to be nominated for Best Picture, but not any of the acting categories or director or screenplay.
How many nominations then? Does it get costume or soundtrack?
It was nominated for picture. It was nominated for costume and production design and for a few other awards. Looks like sound editing, sound mixing, so a lot of technical awards, okay. Original score, original song.
Yeah, we watched it twice, and I really enjoyed it, you know, because sometimes it takes a second time to really, and a third and a fourth time before you really, you know, start to see, you know, some things become so huge in this big wall of at you. So, okay, so that's interesting. All right, so Roma's your favorite, and you think it could be Roma, Green Book?
It could be Green Book, yeah.
Okay.
There's a chance.
So let's go to, what's your next one?
Lead actor.
Okay.
And the nominees are Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper for A Star is Born, Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
Mm.
The big snub here for me was Ethan Hawke not getting in for his movie First Reformed. And his performance in First Reformed was the best performance I saw last year and one of the best performances of this decade. It was incredible, the lengths that he went to in that movie. It was insane. And instead of him getting nominated, Willem Dafoe was nominated for At Eternity's Gate, where he played Vincent Van Gogh. I personally thought that movie was very overrated, and I don't know why he was nominated.
Well, I just read a little excerpt in a what I think was People or Us or something. I was waiting in a doctor's office. And they talked about him and said, this was by far the best performance and even better than Kirk Douglas playing Van Gogh. This is what they said in this little excerpt. I went, okay. So I thought I'd ask you.
I don't think so. I thought his performance was fine. That movie, I think it's just because I didn't like the movie as much. The movie is very pretentious and very slow moving without a good reason to be slow moving. I think his performance is good. I think he did a very solid job. I just think there are 7 or 8 other performances this year that were better that deserve the nomination.
So who do you think is going to win?
I think it was, if you asked me 2 months ago, I would have said Bradley Cooper. If you asked me a month ago, I would have said Christian Bale. Now I am saying Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody.
He has
won a lot of other awards. Mm-hmm. People are hyping him up a lot. And not only that, he deserves it. His performance of Bohemian Rhapsody, in my opinion, is the only good thing about that movie. I hate Bohemian Rhapsody, but I thought his performance was great in it. I thought that he did an excellent job. I think that there is still a chance Christian Bale wins for Vice because of how they completely redid his prosthetics, and he looked just like Dick Cheney, and he acted just like Dick Cheney. I think that he has a good shot at it. And I still think there's a chance Bradley Cooper could upset just because he was such a front runner at the beginning and now he hasn't won much else. He could upset, but I would go with Rami Malek as of right now.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, more on the Oscars. It's Trish Clark and Linda Abbott at the helm. Robert Burke is our guest. He has reviewed over 100 movies this past year. We'd love to have him on. We call him our Oscar kid. But you're not a kid anymore, so I don't even know. Maybe you could always
I'm 16, so I'm still a minor.
You still could be the Oscar kid, you know, when you think about the comeback kid. There's been, like, you know, gangsters that have been called kid.
True.
You know, gun runner,
right,
kid. Yeah. So you could always be kid, Oscar kid. Okay, we're going to be right back. KCNR 1460.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's a faster gun coming over yonder. When tomorrow comes, let me tell you, buddy, and it won't be long till you find yourself singing your last cowboy song.
Yippee-ki-yay-yay, when the roundup ends.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do, travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement. Make retirement the best time of your life. Don't wing it. Plan for it. Tune in every Saturday morning at 8 for Harmonize Your Retirement with Ted Thatcher of Peace and Retirement.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on the 22nd here on Friday. Trish Clark, Linda Bott, we've got 10 minutes left with our wonderful Oscar kid Robert Burke. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, 10 minutes, kid, go.
All right, so next is Best Lead Actress. The nominees are Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born, and Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me. I think the best performance here is Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, but she's definitely not winning. I think 95% Glenn Close will win for The Wife. It's an award for her entire career, not just for this movie, but she also gave a wonderful performance in the movie. If you have not seen it, check out The Wife. It is a great little film. Best Supporting Actor, the nominees are Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott for Star is Born, Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell for Vice. I was surprised by Sam Rockwell getting in here. I thought that Timothy Chalamet would instead for Beautiful Boy, and I also thought that Timothy Chalamet gave the best supporting actor performance of the year. I was upset to see that he was not nominated. I think that supporting actor, my pick, I am the second most confident of it out of every other award. I can almost assure that he will win for this, and that's Mahershala Ali for Green Book.
All right.
He gave a very good performance, and he has won literally every other award. I can't think of an award that he hasn't won. He just award after award, he's been getting them. I think that he will definitely have it. Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me could sneak in there, but and I think that he should get it because I thought Richard E. Grant was great in that movie, but it will be Mahershala's award.
All right.
Next up is Best Supporting Actress. We have Amy Adams from Vice, Marina de Tavira from Roma, Regina King from If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone from The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz from The Favorite. I was surprised but very happy to see Marina de Tavira in here for Roma. She also did a great job in that movie, and nobody was predicting that she would get nominated. However, I think, like supporting actor, this award, I'm pretty sure who's going to win, and that is Regina King for If Beale Street Could Talk. Captivating performance. Just like Mahershala, she's won every other award. The only awards that she hasn't won are the awards that she hasn't been nominated for. So she will win. I thought Emma Stone was better, personally, in The Favorite. But out of all the categories, I don't think that Emma Stone even has the best shot in this category of somebody who is in The Favorite. I think Rachel Weisz probably has a better shot. But I thought Emma Stone still did a great job.
So Regina King is your choice, though, that you think she's going to win.
Yeah. Okay. And I could see Amy Adams maybe sneaking in there for Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I doubt it. Next up is Best Director, and the nominees are Spike Lee for Black Klansman, Paul Polakowski for Cold War, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, and Adam McKay for Vice. The big snub here was Bradley Cooper for A Star Is
right.
Born not getting nominated. He was the probably second most likely to win out of everybody.
Because yeah.
People were just saying that he did a great job directing. I was surprised to see him not get in here. And instead, Paul Polakowski got in for Cold War because that's a very obscure movie. It's a good movie. It's not great, but it's a good movie. I was just surprised to see him get in there. I think that this award is another sure one, and that's Alfonso Cuarón for Roma.
Right.
He, like Mahershala, like Regina King, won every other award.
So even though that you Roma is your favorite movie, you, so far you're saying of the Oscar picks so far that you think are going to win is just in director.
And picture.
Best and picture. Okay, director yeah. and picture. Okay. All right.
And the other ones were acting awards. I think that if there was an acting ensemble award, Roma would have a pretty good shot because that was more of an ensemble movie than
okay.
a lead actor or supporting actor
okay.
movie. All right, so the next category is Best Adapted Screenplay, and the nominees are The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, Black Klansman, Can You Ever Forgive Me, If Beale Street Could Talk, and A Star Is Born. This is a very stacked category. I was surprised to see Buster Scruggs get in here because nobody was talking about that movie before, but it's a great movie by Joel and Ethan Coen. It's on Netflix.
It's quirky. We've
yeah.
seen it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's good. I think the winner here is Black Klansman. Spike Lee has never won an award. Never. For direction, for writing, and his body of work shows he deserves an award. I don't think he'll get director. I think that if Alfonso weren't to get it, I would say probably Spike Lee.
This is adapted screenplay?
Yes, adapted screenplay.
Okay.
But because Spike Lee has no other award, I think Black Klansman will get it. I'd say it's got probably an 80% chance. I think If Beale Street Could Talk could slip in there and take the win, and I think If Beale Street deserves it more because that was an incredible screenplay, but as of now, Black Klansman.
So when you watch the Oscars, I'm going to just do a little excerpt here. We have 5 minutes, so don't worry. When you watch the Oscars, what do you look for? Are you just waiting to see what the categories are? Or
I look for the winners. I think it's really interesting to see what movies win. I look for the surprises. There's always two or three really shocking surprises at the Oscars every year, so those are always the most fun. Even they're usually in the categories that you're most sure about that the surprises come in. So
and the surprises getting for me come with the people that are making the presentation.
Oh yeah, you always like please.
There's some surprises
don't.
There always.
Please, one woman who dropped the F bomb. I thought, oh honey, come on. Anyway, okay. So why is it getting such a bad rap this year?
The Oscars?
Yeah.
Because they're making a lot of controversial decisions. Originally, it was they were going to add an achievement in popular film category. Then there was a huge backlash, so they didn't do that. This year, they're having no hosts, which they're sticking to. Personally, I like that, but a lot of people don't. They also, last week, tried to get rid of put four categories during commercial breaks. They tried to put cinematography, editing, and the sound categories during commercial breaks, which had a big outcry, and they decided not to do that. And just this week, they said that they weren't going to perform the Black Panther song, the original song, because of time reasons. So there's just a lot of controversy going on. It's going to be a very interesting year. The thing the Oscars are trying to do is increase viewership, because the viewership over the past few years has been very low.
I wonder why, when people are disrespectful in their moment,
and that's,
it drives me crazy.
Exactly why. Because we tune in to learn something, look at the categories and what have you, and it became such a
political
political platform that a lot of us just got turned off
by
it.
Yeah, exactly, and it's the truth.
We're talking about movies here. Let's talk about that. We don't want to know what you think about politics.
You're way younger from your perception about it, so maybe it doesn't affect you as much when you're seeing somebody do an acceptance speech and they go into, you know, protesting or political. It just is like, shut up.
Well, yeah, there's been a lot of it throughout history. When the visual effects guy won for Return of the King, he started talking about how Bush shouldn't go to war with Afghanistan, and he was booed off the stage.
Exactly.
There's just stuff like that that happens every year, and it's unnecessary because it's a day to talk about movies. And sure, there are important things to talk about. Like last year, it was the Me Too movement. Very important, should be talked about, but it was the only thing talked about at the Oscars, it felt like, when mm-hmm. the discussion of film was not there as much.
And we're talking about that on every other venue, so we don't need to do it while we're talking about movies.
Yeah.
And finally, we have a few minutes left. What would we like to cover more, with a category or an overall statement?
I think it would be good to get to original screenplay since I did adapt it.
Let's do that.
All right, so original screenplay, the nominees are The Favorite, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, and Vice. I thought Eighth Grade would be nominated because that just won the Writers Guild of America Awards. Eighth Grade was a great film. Was not. I think the winner here is The Favorite, but I could also see Green Book winning. I think it's very close between those two. It could go either way. I'd say that there's a slight leaning to The Favorite, and that, yeah, those are the big awards. So,
all right, you've got like 30 seconds. Closing thoughts here.
I think the Oscars will be interesting this year. I think a lot of the categories a lot of people are sure about could end up surprising. If you're going to bet on one award, bet that Shallow will win Best Original Song. You can bet on that. That is the one award that's 100% certain.
And that's Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
But one of four. She was a co-writer on this, remember. So I'm glad that she pays homage to her co-writers on this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, so you think Lady Gaga, yeah, and she's going to perform it with Bradley Cooper, right?
Yeah, and all of the other original songs except for All the Stars from Black Panther. That's
all
the
right.
only one.
Maybe they'll change their minds and surprise us on that.
Maybe.
All right, thank you so much, Robert
Burt.
Interesting
and
you,
segment.
You can see 100 of his on theclevercritics.com. That's called theclevercritics.com. All of your movie reviews for the past year.
Yep.
Do some weekend reading before the Sunday night Oscars. Thank you, Trish.
Oh, and